getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and polka fans everywhere. Here we go. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, broadcast all over the world when you think about it, because we're carried live streaming on some internet radio stations as well as some terrestrial radio stations. That's what they call it now when they talk about a radio station that broadcasts from a tower with a radio wave. That's terrestrial radio. Why? The signal is still going through the air. I don't understand it. But anyway, here we are. Time for another round of great old-time music. And I got to tell you, first of all, I'll level with you right now. I have not dusted the studio, as we've discussed couple of shows back. I have got to get in here and clean up the dust on this turntable. It's terrible, and I am still battling the cold that I had last week when we were all together listening to great old-time music, but I'm just going to ignore the cold. We're just going to press on. I promised you last week, and we will do it this week. I have Jerry Shimoleski's joke book here, and we are going to read some of Jerry's jokes. It says, crazy, funny, Polish, and other ethnic jokes presented by Jerry Shimoleski of the Shimoleski Funtime TV show. Jerry's jokes on Swedes, Germans, Irish, Norwegians, Bohemians, Italians, and others. And we're just going to randomly pick some and see what happens. They will not be politically correct, but they won't be dirty, because that wouldn't be nice. But we will read some of those in the show today, so stand by. I found a bunch of records I didn't know I had. I'm excited about that. I found some Cousin Fuzzy records I didn't know I had. I found a great album by the Dobosinski Brothers and the Cavaliers that I totally forgot I had. It was not put away with the rest of the polka records, so we're going to spin a track off of that. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in the show today, brought to you, of course, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Learn to play the accordion, the piano, or the keyboard live online via Skype with Melanie. We will tell you more about that after we get into the show, but let's just start things off today with a great old Lil Wally record. Here's the Polka A Go-Go.
You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along, side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball. Sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go, go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Yee-hoo-hoo! La 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 la. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along, side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball, sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go-go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go.
Boy, I don't know. Are these records getting shorter or am I getting slower? Because it sure seemed like it was time to get another record already in a big hurry. There's Lil Wally in the Polka A Go-Go here on your old-time oldie show, Tim's Oompa Hour. And boy, while you were listening to that, I was over here cleaning some records because I mentioned I got some Cousin Fuzzy 45s that I didn't know I had, and I have to dust those off. So we'll get to those in just a little bit. Let's just jump right into the Clap Your Hands Polka, Johnny Bamba and his orchestra. You know, and I heard you too, clapping your hands, and you're especially loud on the stamp your feet part out there. You people could take it easy a little bit, huh? Here we are. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I have selected a Cousin Fuzzy record coming up here, probably the next record or two down the road. Man, I totally forgot about these, and they've got some records with some pretty silly titles that I haven't played for so long, I don't even remember them, so we'll see how that goes. I've got a Marv Herzog record here. This is another Survivor from a Jukebox. You can tell because of the way the record is worn, and you can you see the tread marks from the wheels in the jukebox that move the record into place, so this one might be a little gray around the edges. Let's give it a whirl, though. Marv Herzog and the band with the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth, Yada schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth, Yada schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. BATMANROBIN. BATMANROBIN. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. BATMANROBIN. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. BATMANROBIN. FRANKENMUTH. FRANKENMUTH. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. FRANKENMUTH. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. FRANKENMUTH. MICKEYMOUSE. MICKEYMOUSE. That stands for Mickey Mouse that drinks around the house. MICKEYMOUSE. That stands for Mickey Mouse that drinks around the house. MICKEYMOUSE.
That's another great record I completely forgot about. And the embarrassing thing is, well, not really, because you can't actually see me, is I'm in here singing along with these things, which I shouldn't be doing because I have this cold and I don't want my voice to conk out in the middle of the show. I still got to get through Jerry's joke book coming up in a little bit, but wow. And a Batman reference, because Batman is my favorite superhero. But Marv Herzog there, the Mickey Mouse Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, which is brought to you, by the way, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And if you have always thought, hey, I would like to learn to play the accordion myself, or maybe you would like to learn to play the electronic keyboard or the piano, Melanie can help you out. You don't even have to go to her house. She doesn't have to come to your house. You don't even have to be in the same country, because she does it live over the internet via Skype. So it's like she's in the living room or your office or your den or your rec room sitting there with you, when in reality she's at her house, you're at your house, and you've got the electronical interwebs between you. And she has over 30 years of experience teaching music lessons to people, high-quality professional music lessons. You get great results. Comfort of your own home. Couldn't be more convenient. First lesson is free. That's right, F-R-E-E, free, and no obligation if you decide it's just not for you. You didn't lose anything, so check it out. More information at MelaniesMusicLessons.com, or you could even call her at 780-953-0696. By the way, Melanie tipped me off that she has a YouTube channel of her playing some tunes on the accordion, so if you want to check her out, you can do that, too. Look at it. You know how to go to YouTube and just search for that stuff. Check it out, because she's one heck of a player. All right. And I wanted to mention, too, because I always forget, because we have various radio stations that carry our program. Would you believe San Francisco? Richmond Radio in San Francisco, California, USA, is playing the Oompa Hour, and we want to thank them for that. Can you imagine people in San Francisco doing the polka? That just doesn't seem right. I have no polka records that came from San Francisco that I know of anywhere in this collection. I've been to San Francisco once, long, long time ago, back in the 70s, and I was expecting to see, you know, flower people and hippies and street musicians and all kinds of weird stuff, and apparently I missed all that. And then I got to drive over the Golden Gate Bridge, and I thought, man, this is going to be the coolest thing, and it was early in the morning, and the whole thing was engulfed in fog. So all I saw was the road in front of the car and a little bit of the, you know, the cable support things on the side, and that was it. And I've not been back, and I probably should, but anyway, I've been to San Francisco. Richmond Radio in San Francisco is carrying the Oompa Hour, which means they are about to be exposed to Cousin Fuzzy out there. And Cousin Fuzzy and his doughboys hailing from Green Bay, Wisconsin. The tune is called Why Do You Gals Wear Britches?
Gals wear breeches. It really is a sin for you to wear the garments supposed to be worn by men. Now you say it's nobody's business, and you are right, I guess. But how'd it make you feel to see a man wear a dress? Now why do you gals wear breeches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now you don't like to call them breeches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old breeches to me. It's not the thing to do. You used to wear those bustles, and some wore hoop skirts too. And then you jumped to hobble skirts with lace and silk so fine. Goodness sakes alive, gals, make up your minds. They giggle and they grin, and the way those breeches fit them, well, you'd think they'd been poured in. And if they ever split them, when men folks are about, they sure would be embarrassed when they start pouring out. Now, why do you gals wear breeches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now you don't like to call them breeches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old breeches to me. Boom, boodly doodly doom, giboing, giboing.
There you go, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Now that sounded more like a Western record to me. I mean, it was kind of an old-time polka record a little bit, but it seemed a little more Western to me. I think we need another Cousin Fuzzy record, and we need something that actually says polka in the title, don't you think? I mean, as long as I'm sitting here dusting them off. Back to Green Bay, Wisconsin, why not? Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, here's the Frisky Polka. Thank you. There we go, Cousin Fuzzy and his Doughboys, and all the way from Green Bay, Wisconsin, with the Frisky Polka. And I'm so glad I found a bunch of Cousin Fuzzy records that just get set aside over the years, and I just keep digging through the records and finding more, because that's the way you got to do it sometimes. I promise, we're going to get to some jokes from Jerry Shimoleski's joke book here in a little bit. I'm thinking that I almost need a drummer in the studio to do a rim shot with those, you know, but and I don't have one. I'd probably have to pay him union anyway, and I almost need some kind of a theme song. I don't know. I'm gonna have to work on that, but we're gonna try to get to some jokes. See, now I've already changed to we're gonna try to get to I promised you we're gonna get to. So we'll see. But in the meantime, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. We haven't heard from them for a little while. Here's the My Hometown Polka.
Polish girl, I loved her all to bits. Her hair was brown, her eyes were blue, and she had great big. If you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you. Then I met this Irish girl, I think her name was Sue. Every time we were alone, she'd always want to. If you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you. I knew a German girl who really loved to bowl. Every time I took her out, I'd end up in the. If you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you. I've had girls that love me so, memories from the past. The one that I remember best had dimples on her. If you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you.
Now, see, that record's full of double entendre, as they call it, and back when that record came out, you would not play that on the radio because, you know, he was alluding to naughty words. It even says on the record here, not for airplay, because that was just too drastic back when this record came out. Nowadays, heck, compared to the stuff they play on popular radio, that was nothing. That was like a walk through the funny pages. So there you have My Hometown Polka, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. Here on your old-time oldies show, it's Tim's Oompa Hour, and a lot of great old-time music to fit in the show yet today. We do have to get in a waltz. I think we do. Ray Henry and his orchestra. Let me see here. Oh, look at that now. I thought I had a waltz, and I look at the record. I got two polkas. We're going to have to find ourselves a waltz. Well, in the meantime, I guess we'll play Ray Henry doing the Go-to-Town Polka. How's that sound? I mean, as long as I got the record out and everything. I swear I had a waltz record in my hand 30 seconds ago. I'm going to have to figure out what I did with it. In the meantime, here's Ray Henry and his orchestra.
Thank you.
There you go, Ray Henry and the Go to Town Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I swear I had a Ray Henry waltz record in my hand, and I still can't figure out what I did with it. I may have put it over there in the dun pile, but that's all right. I found another waltz. I have the Linden Tree Waltz with the Ernest Benedict Quartet. I don't believe we've even given them a spin on the show before. This record goes back to 1945. Man, I'm telling you, either these records are playing faster than they used to, or I'm just getting slower. I don't know what the deal is. But there you have the Linden Tree Waltz with the Ernest Benedict Quartet. 1945 for that record. That was a great tune. I like that one. So I'm just going to keep it going here because I'm trying to sort out some of these jokes from Jerry's joke book, from Jerry Shimoleski. And I think if I'm going to do that, I should have a Shimoleski polka playing in the background. So I'm working on that. And while I work on that, you can enjoy the Sea Breeze Polka from Al Soika and his orchestra.
We'll be right back.
There's the Seabreeze Polka there, and Al Soika here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I think the time has come that we have got to take a shot at doing some of these jokes out of Jerry Shimoleski's joke book. Now, I have adequately warned you, I believe, that they are not necessarily politically correct, so if you just hang on a second now, I'm going to see if I can't find myself a little Shimoleski polka music to put on in the background, and we will take a little walk through the joke book, so hang on. Are you ready? I think I found us a perfect Shimoleski polka background record here. This is cleverly titled Polka Number 5. It came right after Polka Number 4. I have Jerry's joke book. I take no credit or any of the blame for any of these jokes from Jerry Shimoleski, all right? Here we go. The Dane says to the Norwegian, "Did you ever eat lutefisk?" The Norwegian says, "No, but I think I stepped in some one time." That was terrible. What happens to an Irish guy who can't tell the difference between putty and Vaseline? Say, that sounds like it's going to be trouble, right? What happens to the Irish guy who can't tell putty from Vaseline? The windows fall out. Did you hear about the Swedish girl who had a wooden baby? Seems she got nailed by a carpenter. Okay, that's terrible. What is it that's wet and wild? What is wet and wild? An Irishman with a stuck zipper. Ah, yeah, you blame Jerry Shimoleski for these jokes. They're out of his joke book here. We know a Polak who thinks a sanitary belt is booze from a shot glass. Clean shot glass. See, I messed that one up. I don't think he tells them any better than I do. See what else we got here. Italian girl says to the Polish girl, "How come you're so popular with the men?" The Polish girl says, "I give up." Terrible. All right, let's see what else we have here. Shall we try another page? Let's try another page here in Jerry's joke book. Why don't they allow Norwegians to swim in Lake Superior? Because they leave a ring, actually. Describe Bohemian matched luggage. A pair of brown paper sacks. Yeah. Why don't Polacks swat flies? Because it's their national bird. I'm telling you, these jokes go on and on forever here. Let's try this one. Why is there always a garbage can present at a Norwegian wedding? Because it keeps the flies off the bride. These are terrible. A Polak received a pair of water skis for his birthday. He went crazy looking for a hill on Lake Michigan. Oh, my. Let's see if we can do a couple more here before the record runs out. What are the usual door prizes at a Norwegian wedding? Second prize, a night with the bride. First prize, 50 pounds of lutefisk. Describe a Polish tornado. A 1954 Chevrolet with snow tires on the front. That's terrible. So, anyway, maybe we'll do some more of those another day. From Jerry's joke book, Jerry Shimoleski. You can actually buy this joke book, by the way, if you run into the Shimoleskis doing a concert somewhere, and they're playing all the time. These guys are touring all over the country on a constant basis. So tell Jerry that you heard some of his jokes on Tim's Oompa Hour, and you want to buy one of his ridiculous joke books, and I'm sure he'll be happy to sell you one. Now, when I bought this one, the price printed on it, $7.99. He crossed that out with a magic marker and wrote $3, so I got a pretty good deal on that. All right, we need to get back to some music here at Tim's Oompa Hour. We've got a few minutes to go yet, and a lot of great old-time music to work into the show, and I got to tell you more about Melanie's music lessons online, too, because I know you want to learn to play the accordion. Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a complete orchestra in one instrument, basically. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I've got the Ample Airs Orchestra now, and they are going to do the Hayride Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. That is the Ample Airs there, the Hayride Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I want you to stand by. I have the Dobosinski Brothers and the Cavaliers coming up, an album that I found during the last week, filed in the completely wrong place in the record collection, but that's okay because it makes it more of a surprise, you know? But I want to tell you again about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, where you can learn to play the accordion. Hey, you can make your own polka records. We can play them here on the show. You could also learn to play piano or electronic keyboard. Melanie can help you out. She teaches lessons over the internet via Skype. Now, this is not like watching a video where she's telling you what to do if you haven't used Skype before. It's a free download into your computer, whether you're on a PC or a Mac or even on an iPad or an Android tablet device or whatever. It's a free download, and you actually are video conferencing with each other live in real time, and she will give you your lessons that way. You can have your lessons wherever you want to. You could sit in the bathtub and do it if you wanted to. Think of the fabulous acoustics playing the accordion in the bathtub. Now, there's an idea that I bet nobody's thought of. And Melanie's probably going to say, you know, I don't know if I want some guy in the bathtub. But anyway, or, you know, in your office, you could do it while you're at work. You could do it at home. If you're on the road, you could do it in a hotel room or wherever. And your first lesson's free. There's no obligation if you decide it's just not really going to work out for you. But give it a chance. Check it out. Find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All the information is right there. You'll be surprised at how easy and how fun it can be. So I want to get on to this album that I found last week. The Dobosinski Brothers and the Cavaliers got together, did an album down at Aleatoric Records back in the 70s down in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And there are a lot of great tunes on this album, and it's tough to just pick one to play today. But I'm going to go with the My Heart Skips a Beat Polka. Here they are.
I knew right there I never would forget you. For you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat as we walk down the street. I feel the trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Skies from gray to blue. You're my sunshine that comes up every morning. Yes, you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat as we walk down the street. I feel the trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
Dobosinski Brothers and the Cavaliers there. My Heart Skips a Beat Polka. Dobosinski Brothers from Cloquet, Minnesota. At least that's what it says on the record album back when they did this record in the 70s. have no idea where they are today. Probably out there playing somewhere, because that's what will happen. It gets into you and it's got to come out, you know. Was that not My Heart Skips a Beat? Was that not a hit for Buck Owens? Seems to me that that was a Buck Owens country tune. Let me see if it says anything on the record here. Why is that print so darn little? I can't tell, but I can hear Buck Owens' voice singing that song, so I don't know. But let's just keep it rolling here. How about the Polka King, Romy Gauz? That's what he says anyway. Romy Gauz, the Polka King, doing the Barbara Polka. There you go. That is the Polka King himself, because it says right here on the record that he is the Polka King. Romy Gauz, Barbara Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I don't know. I found these records, you know, that I had not found previously. You know, probably haven't played them for, well, 20, 30, 40 years maybe. And it's just fun. Now, this one says 1946 on it. It's from 1946. And I love playing a Gene Wisniewski record. And I love saying his name because that is like a cool name. And he sings the song in Polish. And there's so much information on the record label because it tells me that it's a Polish vocal. And it tells me that the song's title is Dobranoc Irenko, which it says is Goodnight Irene in Polish. And it also says it's a walk, W-A-L-C, which I assume is Polish for waltz. You'd think after playing polka records all these years that I would know more Polish, but it just doesn't seem to work out. But anyway, Gene Wisniewski, a Polish vocal record, because it says right here, and I believe they're singing Goodnight Irene. Let's find out, shall we?
Się z nią rozstałem i polica pusti hodze sam. Dobranoc, Irenko, śpi, słodko śpi. Dobranoc, Irenko, dobranoc, o tobie będę śnił. I tak tułam się sam po świecie, domu własnego nie mam i często mnie smutek gniecie i się utopić rzeczy chętnie mam. Dobranoc, Irenko, śpi, słodko śpi. Dobranoc, Irenko, dobranoc, o tobie będę śnił. O, przestań się buczyć, gamblować, marnować noce i dni. Powracaj do domu i żony, z porodziną będzie miło ci. Dobranoc, Irenko, śpi, słodko śpi. Dobranoc, Irenko, dobranoc, o tobie będę śnił.
Gene Wisniewski, that is a great version of Goodnight Irene sung in Polish. There you go, right here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I need to remind you, too, that if you have a request, you'd like to hear a group, a singer, a band, an orchestra, whatever that you remember that you haven't heard on the show or you'd like to hear more or whatever, or if I mispronounce something, which I'm sure just right there with that Gene Wisniewski record, I'm sure I mispronounced something in that introduction, you can always email us at oompahour@mail.com. Very easy email address, oompahour, that's oompa with two oohs, O-O-M-P-A-H-H-O-U-R. oompahour@mail.com. We'll get your mail. Glad to play your requests. Or yeah, if you need to know anything else, you want to yell at me for being stupid, feel free to do that too. Just found a record. I don't remember ever playing this one ever in my life. I have the Klaus Trio doing the Go-Go Girl Polka, and it's on Bonnie Lynn Records, and it's from New Ulm, Minnesota. Naturally, you think of New Ulm right away. You think of the Six Fat Dutchmen. But the Klaus Trio, here is the Go-Go Girl Polka. We're going to discover this one together. And then I think we're almost out of time. So let's give it a try.
Thank you.
There you go, Klaus Trio out of New Ulm, Minnesota there. That is the Go-Go Girl Polka. And I realized that we got the show going with Polka A Go-Go by Little Wally. So we almost established a theme there this week, didn't we? Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week, if you can believe that. By next week, I hope to get rid of this cold. And I remember to get up in here and do some dusting in the studio, because it's just a mess in here. But in the meantime, I guess we'll just roll that theme song. And we'll look forward to being back again with you next week here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, Iron Range Country, Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Until next week, stay happy, everybody.